In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 26, May 12, 1929. Jesus begins, "My daughter Louisa, an innocent humanity with all the qualities with which it came out of our creative hands was needed in order to impetrate again the kingdom of our divine will in the midst of creatures." So here Jesus is saying he needed a human born of original sin. They had innocent humanity within it, within the soul. They had all the qualities that came out of the hands of God in Adam, so that this human was needed in order to pray again, plead again, that the kingdom of the divine will comes in the midst of creatures. So Jesus is showing us through Louisa that Jesus and Mary gave to Louisa this innocent humanity with all the qualities that came out of the hands of God that was needed as she prayed the kingdom of God would again descend into the midst of creatures. Okay? So Jesus is saying it, Jesus and Mary came to earth to bring this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, okay? And basically to give to a newborn, Louisa. That's why Jesus calls Louisa the newborn. It was needed in order to bring again the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So he said, up to this time, it was missing. I, Jesus, purchased it with my death, and I, Jesus, ascended into heaven to fulfill with my first task, my second task. So Jesus and Mary come to earth to bring to earth, to fulfill through his death and his suffering on the cross, the kingdom of God, to get ready for the kingdom of God to come on earth as in heaven. This was the very first thing that had to be done, the first task. My second task was of impetrating, begging God, pleading with God, and giving the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the divine will, back on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says this is what he did. The first task was to die on the cross. The second task was to beg that the kingdom be on earth as it is in heaven. That is the Our Father. This is what God gave to us, the Our Father, on earth as it is in heaven. So the Lord is looking at us, and the Lord is saying, everything's ready. Everything's ready. The first part is done. Jesus came to earth. Mary came to earth, the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus dies on the cross, dies on the tree. Adam ate from the tree. And now he says, now everything's ready. I've given the church the Our Father. And for 2,000 years, the Christians, even those that broke away from the church, are praying the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth the way it is in heaven, exactly the way it's in heaven. So everything is ready. Everything is happening. God says he's planned everything well, and it's happening. And he's asked us to be alive at this time to witness what he is going to do. So he says this. He says, now it is about 2,000 years since my holy humanity, this holy humanity of Jesus, has been praying. And our divine majesty, feeling the love of creation that we had in creating Adam, overflow itself again from itself again. So what's happening is creation is now overflowing with this love. I feel the love of creation that we had in creating Adam. Why? Creation is seeing, experiencing the love that he's given to Louisa. He said, this is what's happening. And now to us, it's overflowing. The kingdom's coming. The time of the evil one is over. It's over. Nobody should be negative. Nobody should be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. It has nothing to do with what God is doing. We should be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. As we enter into this gift of the divine will, our focus is on the love of creation, the love of redemption, by experiencing the love of sanctification, which is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, praying in us, adoring God, loving God, praising God, with the love of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. This is what they gave to Louisa. So he says, feeling the love of creation that we had in creating Adam overflow itself again. It's happening again. Everything's being recreated again, or rather with a greater intensity. See, this is why we say on Holy Saturday night, oh, happy fault of Adam. Oh, happy fault. Why are we happy because of the life we're living? Why are we happy about this? Jesus says, because the kingdom is coming. It's so close, you can almost taste it. It's so close. And it's with those souls in the divine will who are peaceful, joyful, and happy. Why? Every day you're one with Jesus. Every day you're one with Mary through Louisa. Every day you're beginning to live this abundant life. Every day you're getting closer and closer to this abundant life of Jesus and Mary that's flowing in each soul and the divine will. More and more is happening each day. That's why it's a greater intensity. Jesus says, feeling itself being enraptured and charmed by the divine beauties of Jesus' holy humanity. Okay, now this is something that is very important. Jesus tells Louisa that anything that's separate from his holy humanity, you got to go to purgatory for. Okay? What does that mean? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. That's the holy humanity of Jesus, the holy humanity of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. If this is part of our life, it's got to stop. God is asking us to enter into this abundant life of Jesus and Mary that Louisa possesses, the newborn of the divine will. So what happens is when somebody's negative, you just ignore it. You pray for them. Jesus is showing something to pray for. If you hear a bad homily, you don't criticize the priest. You pray for him. Jesus is showing you something to pray for. And if you're negative, you're not helping anything. You're not living that abundant life. It's to be peaceful, full of peace, joyful, full of joy and happiness. That's Jesus. That's Mary. How did they live? They prayed the rounds of creation. They prayed the rounds of redemption. They saw all the I love yous that's all around them. And they were thanking God, praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God. That's the rounds. Praying the rounds is what we're supposed to learn how to do. That becomes our life of joy and happiness. If you're not joy-filled, you're not reading the book of heaven. If you're not joy-filled, you're not praying the rounds. Or if you're praying the rounds and you're not joy-filled, you're not praying the rounds correctly. It's an I love you continuously that God is the last asking us to live. So Jesus says this. He says this greater intensity of the I love you, he says, and feeling itself being enraptured and charmed by the beauties of my holy humanity has poured itself out again, opening the heavens. It has made the rain of light of many knowledges about my divine fiat rain down in torrents. This is what's happening. As we read every day, we're being soaked with the I love you of God in creation and redemption and sanctification. You're being filled with this I love you, raining down in torrents. And like rain, it may descend upon souls. And with its light, it may vivify and heal the human will. So what is God doing with us? He's vivifying and healing our human will. What does that mean? No more worry. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more complaints. No more negativity. No more sin. We're seeing very clearly what sin does to keep us separated from God. And he's saying this torrents of love, these knowledges, these truths, these promises, these manifestations that Jesus has given to Louisa in the 36 volumes, as you read them, you're being healed. God is healing the human will not to have life anymore. We gladly surrender our human will. That's why the six steps of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the first 6 days of the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom of the Divine Will, that beautiful book of Mary, those first 6 days, learn them, study them, put them into practice. You will be freed. Your human will be healed. Those first 6 days, go through it again and again and again. I like to go through it right after Holy Communion, after receiving Holy Communion. This is the most powerful time of the day. Prayer, one with Jesus. For that 15 minutes until the host is dissolved, Jesus is with you, where you present to him what you want, what should be what he wants. So when you pray those six steps of how to separate yourself from your human will, so you use your free will to choose. I no longer want to live in my human will. I choose with my free will to live in the divine will. And then go through those. It's not just once. You don't do it just one day and I give up my human will. No, it's a process for every thought, every word, every deed that you've ever have done. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, you're bringing all of humanity to the throne of God. For all that's going on, from Adam to the last person. So God is asking us, pleading with us, to begin to live this abundant life. We have to learn how to do this. It's not just, well, I gave up my human will. It doesn't work like that. It's you have to work. It's like scrubbing a pot that's rusted and coated with all sorts of stuff. You scrub it and scrub it and scrub it until it's immaculate. That's what we have to do with our souls. And sometimes it takes years and years and years to do it, to be free. So for what? To live this holy humanity. That's why Jesus says, transforming the soul and cast the root of divine will into the hearts. The root. When you sin, you've got to destroy the root. With this, Jesus says, I'm planting the root within you so that it will always be with you. You won't lose it. To lay its kingdom upon earth as it is in heaven. This is what God is doing. He's doing this with and through and for us, as we do everything with and through and for him. The communion that we're receiving, that 15 minutes, is essential every day. As we receive Holy Communion, what happens at that point is it's preparing us for the perennial communion that we're going to have when the kingdom is on earth as it is in heaven. That's what God's getting us ready for. It's a new beginning, but it's really the oldest thing. It's what Adam had before the fall. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, found in Louisa. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That all the little children of holy divine will become divinely healed. Amen.